And once you get registered, then what's the plan after that?
I don't know. I think we'll probably just wait for Dr. Carson to decide if we want to. I think we, at this point, we've already decided that we will wait till 2012 or 2011. We're going to do the PQRI or PQRS, whichever way you want to refer to it now, in the electronic prescribing. So we'll do that for 2011 again. And then perhaps start the meaningful use in 2012, or we may just decide to go ahead and do the PQRI and the electronic prescribing again in 2012 and pick this up in 2013. Mm-hmm. Some of that will depend on when we can, when and if we decide to upgrade our system, because that's one of the things that will have to be done before we can actually qualify to do the meaningful use. And that will be time-consuming. That'll be a several-month process to do that upgrade and get it all up and running and everybody trained on that. So that's not going to be a quick. That's not overnight. That's a process too.
So when you say you're going to do the upgrade, is that going from one version to the next?
Be going from the version we're on now to the next version. I think it's version 11.2, and we're on like version 10 point something.
And do you know what the cost of that is?
I'm thinking what I've been, about $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for the upgrade that we would have to pay for. That doesn't include staff time to do it. Because once you upgrade, you have to do all this testing. It's not unusual for us to spend a whole weekend with four or five staff people going through and testing our host system and making sure it's ready to run on Monday morning. So you have all that staff cost included in that. So, and then sometimes, you know, the next couple of days with staff, with patients here, you might cut back your schedule to make sure that everything's running. There's nothing more frustrating than, and we've done this, where we've had an upgrade, and the next day when we thought we were ready to go, it crashes on us, or it's not working the way it's supposed to, and we're in trouble.
What do you do?
You just muddle through it. Sometimes you go back to paper, and we've had to do that once or twice. And you just start recording things on paper and just keep trying to see the patients and take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get the system back up and running and you're back where you can go, then you put that information in there. You got nurses trying to record vitals and they can't get in the system, so they're writing it on a piece of paper to record later.
Right.
We have an emergency box that's just nothing but for, you know, a computer crash. And it doesn't, I mean, that can be a power outage or anything that can happen. And it has all of our old paper forms in it so that we can keep seeing patients and we write it, you know. The old backup is a piece of paper and a pencil.